I think we should drink wine in the studio every weekend.
My goodness gracious, that was so fun.
That was wild.
Simul-platter.
Simul-platter has a killer sound. So you could hear when it kind of went out of phase, but then sometime it had this beautiful kind of echo effect. You can hear like from the dance floor of like jungle rhythms and, you know, certain echoey kind of dub styles.
Yeah, that
reggae.
Was cool.
Yes, really, so really cool. So you see where those effects that are just buttons now, they really came out of the ingenuity of people who had two turntables and then they put the records together and let them
and timed it and synced it.
Yeah, and played with the edge.
A classic studio version of that is Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music. Towards the end, they have a little crescendo, like a flange.
Yeah.
It's that same effect.
Yeah, because they had the double drummers.
They pass each other in speed.
The double drummer effect.
Yeah.
I used to sit there and I would take, like you're doing, I would have a duplicate of my Megadeth album. And I would, but instead, they were cassettes. So I'd be all,
yeah.
Pause until they synced up, and then they would just briefly live in that moment of harmony
before they would little differences in the tape and whatnot. So Nate, you're defeating your purpose, man. We're supposed to be torturing the people so that they will donate, but you keep treating their ears with these oddities. Or maybe we're just the odd ones. Like some people are like, "What is going on?"
Yeah, what am I listening to?
And we're like nerding out 100% on it.
Well, and just to nerd out fully, so it's two different 45s. They're two different pressings of the same song. The turntables are both operating at the same speed. It's traceable and trackable, but with all pressings, and it happens with cassette tape and cassettes where there's just a little bit of give.
Anomaly. There's like gravity. There's humidity.
Yeah, you would never know listening to it by itself, but hearing it compared to another, you know, you hear these differences. And the most crazy example of this is there's an artist whose name escapes me, but he got 100 copies of the White Album. Started them at the beginning and overlapped them. And so but it's 100 copies of it at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for the first song and a half, they're all pretty well in.
They're cruising along.
Cruising along, but it's starting to get a little weird.
Oh,
and by like the third or fourth song, it's just a cacophony. Like you would never know you're even listening to the Beatles.
It's the worst acid trip you've ever thought you would ever be on.
It's, you know, and this is funny because I hear my technical world here sounds like this a lot. I mean, especially when we're in production, we're doing live.
Yeah, half the things you call a glitch or a mistake you're trying to solve are like sounds people are
not even
going
sound
after.
It's you know, when we're live in TV, you have the what's happening in the room,
right?
Which is real audio, the waves hitting your ears, and then there's always a slight digital delay coming in the headphones, and there's a slight delay from the final product. So we get it's always happening to us. That's another instance of it. And then when we're trying to synchronize audio when we're doing editing, it's very much like this all the time. But it, to me, it's fun and I love it.
This laboratory sounds like a spectacular place. So, if you're like, I'm so glad that this strange laboratory of technical audio nerds are hanging out and geeking out and creating video and audio, it might be a good time to support
this laboratory. Let's see if we can get an international donation.
Ooh. Wow.
Ooh.
Who's out there? Hey, this goes out to the international community on the internet.
Because we do stream worldwide.
We do stream
and
worldwide.
And we have international listeners.
We're not asking for a bunch of euros. We need dollars.
I'll take a big, huge bag of euros.
I'll take euros.
Bricks and bricks of euros.
Yeah, let's see if we can get something out there. Maybe the UK, France.
That would be amazing. I love when those folks reach out.
Send us a little something. Keep Bobby T off the streets.
Yeah, Bob needs something to keep him busy. Otherwise, we just don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Trouble.
But we're here.
Start accumulating equipment.
Bring us a check like Mike did. Bring us cash. Go on ksvy.org. Put down your credit card to make a monthly donation or a one-time donation. We're trying to get to $1,000 by 7 o'clock tonight. And remember, your money will be matched if we make the $5,000. So your money can go twice as far to help your community media to be strong and present when you need it to be.
If someone donated $2,445, we would reach the $5,000, that goal right now. You would unlock another $5,000 and we would have a $10,000 fundraiser going right now.
I'll tell you what, if you're listening right now and you say, hey, I got $2,500, no big deal, I will go to Sonoma Market and buy a bottle of Veuve Clicquot nice and cold, and I will bring it to your house and share it with you right now. I'm not joking. Come down to the studio, go to ksvy.org. Help us out.
You have a $1,000 goal today.
I have a $1,000 goal, yes.
And we are how far towards your goal?
I think we're now at...
Just over half,
I think. Are we at 680?
Oh, we're that? We're only 320 away from the 1,000?
Or 650? 655, I think?
Yeah, I think that's right. We're at 655, so we got to...
No, 685. Or 675 because of Brad's 20 and Mike's 100.
Oh, yeah. So we're at 675.
I think we're at 675.
Here's a challenge.
No, no, no.
Go to your computer.
Okay,
to your
phone. Okay, we're all doing math.
We're doing math now. So starting at 100.
Send 20 bucks.
If we could get 400 bucks, I'm pretty sure we would definitely make his $1,000 goal.
750, 725.
725 is the grand total. So we're looking at...
So we need $275
to make your 1,000 now, and then we can move on, folks, to the next goal.
Well, and you know what? And then we get Welcome to the Jungle.
If
two at once,
that's worth $100 right there.
Totally.
Just wait for me to pull another hundo out of my pocket.
We'll videotape that one if you
absolutely.
Yes, follow me on Facebook, and you will see that.
And
follow KSBY on Facebook.
Pockets full of hundos.
I'll ask you and Mike, since you're both here with all these records.
Yes.
If we make the $1,000 goal and we give everyone the amazing Welcome to the Jungle double platter, simul-platter.
Simul-plattering.
Okay, you're going to get that gift right away. And so all we need, what did I say? We only need 275 bucks. If we get there, you immediately, all of you will get to experience the simul-platter expression of Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
But... if folks can do that, like in the next 20 minutes or so, will you two say that we'll go ahead and steal the first hour of the Vinyl Cave and continue to play vinyl?
Let's make that
a $1,500 goal. These two guys to keep playing 40s, 5s for
I'll donate my time.
Yeah, so
I got one I want to play.
So we have all these records. We have two DJs who are fired up.
Yeah, we've got about 300 or 400 45s in the house. So we got enough to get her done
next week.
And we've got, and we only need to raise just over $200 to reach that first goal.
To get to the 1,000 goal.
I really want that. I want to go to the jungle, Bob. I want to go to the jungle, Bob. He hears this every day from me.
They have fun and games there. It's fun and games.
All right, man.
All right. Salute. Oh. Cheers.
What do you got for us, Nate?
All right. I got to put a record on. Yeah. Mike just handed me Funky Nassau by the Beginning of the End.
We're just waiting for your donation. KSVY.org to donate online right now. Or you can drive down to the station and hand us a gold doubloons, bricks of gold.
We'll be sitting out front
burlap
with the,
sacks with
the
dollar signs. Yeah, whatever it takes. I'm refreshing and checking on our donation right now. It's still at the same number. We hope somebody comes in. I hope this opportunity doesn't pass us by.
Go to your computer. Go to your phone. Send us 20 bucks, you guys. Make it happen. Nassau's gone solo. Dug on beat now. We're gonna call our very own. Nassau Rock and Nassau Road. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Feel alright. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone soul. We've got a dug on beat now. We're gonna call our very own. Nassau Rock and Nassau Road. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Feel alright. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. And we've got a dug on beat now. We're gonna take care of business too. Listen to the drummer playing this beat. Listen to the bass man.
Listen to the guitar, give that soul some tune. Feeling good. The horn gonna bring it on home to you. Ain't a funky now. Good God. London town is too doggone cold. Yeah. Nassau's got sunshine, and this you all know. Yeah. But we've gone funky, and we got some soul too. All right. Funky Nassau. Funky Nassau. Funkin' NASA, funkin' NASA, funkin' NASA, funkin' NASA, listen, funkin' NASA, funkin' NASA,
you better.
When I say I love you, you say you better.
You better. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
into KSVY. We're having some fun over here, doing a little fundraising telethon here on Off the Shelf tonight.
Little comment to the song right there. I want my guitar tone to sound, my guitar tone to sound like those cellos right there. If I went and it sounded like that,
I thought you were
going
to say you want to sound like a theremin.
Yeah,
totally. I know.
Do without the theremin.
There's probably a pedal for that.
There is.
All right, so we're trying to raise money tonight, y'all. We're trying to raise $1,000 to get to our $5,000 matching goal by next Friday. And we really need your help to do it. If you're a regular listener of this show or of KSVY in general, we really need you. We need your support right now to make sure that we unlock this matching goal. So we got a couple things going on here. So I've talked about it already, but if you're just tuning in, my turntables are kind of going on strike, and they're saying if people aren't going to donate, I'm not going to be able to play 45s at the correct speed, that they're going to have to be at 33. And just want to say we just listened to Good Vibrations, which we're sending out so that all of you give us some good vibrations back as well. But I just happen to have a copy of Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
It'll go on 33.
Everybody's favorite song from Cocktail, the movie. If we don't start getting some donations in, that's happening at 33, and it's gonna. I just hope it doesn't cause a car accident. It
could get ugly.
It could get ugly. So we really need you right now to go to ksvy.org, click the donate now button, or come down to the studio with cash or a check. We're here at 680 West Napa Street. Bob Taylor is here. Mike Adair is here. Ronnie Joe Grooms is here, and myself. And we're holding it down.
We got about a half an hour, so
you raising guys need some to money.
Jump on your computer, get on your phone, give us a few bucks.
Well, you've got a half an hour to hit our goal.
Yeah.
But if we don't start seeing a donation, the records are going to start to play pretty slow.
I would say. Let me refresh the browser right now and check on. Drum roll, please. No, the donations are still standing steady, Nate.
Oh man,
sorry to report.
I don't want to have to tell my turntables what's going on right now.
Mr. Adair saved us once.
Come on, $20 yes, you guys.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, right now.
I mean, the whole goal that we're trying to reach to get your thousands, we're only 240 bucks away.
We're only 250 bucks away.
And that keeps your community radio station going.
In fact, if we reach the $250 goal, I think you said you would stay for an extra hour and continue to play 45 songs.
That's the stretch goal. Yeah, so if we get to $1,000, we're going to hear Welcome to the Jungle.
Get to go to the jungle.
You get to go to the jungle in, I've already forgotten the word.
Taking all of you with me.
I've already forgotten the word. Platter with a plattering.
Simul-plattering. I'm going to put in my trademark right now.
Yes. You heard that here first.
Simul-platypus.
So it's something I've discovered to play 245s of the same song at the same time, and wild things happen. So if we hit our $1,000, we're going to do that to Welcome to the Jungle. And if we can get $1,500 by 7 o'clock tonight, Mike Adair and myself are going to hang out, and we're going to do an extra hour, all music, no breaks, no talking, all 45s for your listening pleasure and ours, because we love music and you love music.
And you love vinyl.
And you love vinyl. And you like listening to music that's curated by actual humans, not computer programs.
Yeah, this is not AI.
No AI
was
used.
I'm not sure about Bob, but
I haven't upgraded Bob yet, so his recent update hasn't. He's upgraded,
he's an old version.
Update, yeah, it has a few.
It's an old version who hasn't shaved yet.
I have some vinyl, like three
vinyls. Yeah,
I have the original Gunslingers El Paso album.
Marty Robbins.
That I listened to throughout the 70s. Scratched to El all Paso. Usability.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's good stuff.
I'm checking our status, Nate.
How are we doing? Anybody? Anything refresh. Coming in?
Yeah, your European still people. Standing. You disappointed me. Nothing.
No international donors. Okay, yeah. Well,
all
you know,
late nighters in Europe.
Right, let's move on to Asia. Anybody in Asia?
You know, you could do. You know what that means? Okay,
if you're out there.
Go to ksvy.org, hit the donate now button right now.
I think we got to bring the pain.
It's time. Is it time?
Yeah.
Do we have to bring the pain? Okay, here
this
it goes.
This one goes out to everyone who has a subscription to Netflix but doesn't donate to their community radio station. and there's nothing on Netflix, right, Mike? I confess I have one.
If you like Walking Dead, then you've got something to watch.
But I mean, there's nothing new, though.
No.
You know?
Oh, no, the new stuff. Daryl.
Daryl's on there.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, that is like, I mean, I scroll through and minus Daryl, I'm like, really? And then I've got not only do they want the subscription.
Hey, for $20 you can listen to us yammer for another
extra,
hour.
They want an extra amount on top of that for the commercial free version of it. I mean, that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. But hey, enjoy your Netflix. We're just going to torture you now
this
with
last
a
day
wonderful.
Of July.
Yes, it. The last day of it July. Definitely keep coming talking. Up. Pretty hot out there too.
It is, and you know well, what? I'm gonna while he's rifling through his
see what's going
things,
on. With
I'm
the
gonna
fire.
Read this.
Check
thing.
That out because I was gonna say that
we have a
I imagine because of the air quality out there, there's probably a lot of you who are actually indoors right now. Maybe you're glued to the emergency information that I respect, but you might be inside avoiding this awful air quality.
Yeah, I was out.
So
by,
there's no excuse, is what I'm saying. I know you're there.
I was out by Russian River today doing a wine tasting, and I'll tell you what, it's
were you outdoors? Key.
Yeah, outdoor.
Oh,
well,
man.
I started outdoors, and then I said,
I'm
done.
So the latest post from Watch Duty was that there were removals of actual evacuations.
Well, that's great.
I'm looking for that right now. 11 hours ago, which one was most recent? 1 hour ago. It is the fire is now 37% contained. The following roads will remain closed. Highway 1 at Stewart's Point, Highway 1 at Timber Cove, Cruz Ranch Road at Seaview Road. There are nixels going out to those people. The evacuation order and warning has been lifted for the following area. For the following areas. Zone 1D1 and Zone 1D2. So if you had evacuations in those areas, then those have been lifted.
Well, that's good news.
According to Watch 2D.
Did you hear it? Was there structure damage or destruction?
I think it's pretty rural.
It's pretty much up in the mountainous region. That's what it felt like. Cal Fire said in their report.
A lot of pine. The pine beetle.
Coastal.
Yeah, right. Coastal pine beetle.
Right. And I hear vinyl scratching in the background.
So. I do.
Okay, so yes, I'm checking one more time, Nate, just before this happens. If you understand the condition, is that we've put the call out for donations to reach a $250 goal we've made in the short term. It did not come in. So, what is happening to them now, Nate?
Kokomo.
Here's
at Kokomo. 33.
Here's Kokomo at 33.
Okay. So we need to see a donation coming in.
These RPMs
right now
will continue till morale improves.
Yeah. You're listening to KSVY, whether you like it or not.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where
not adjust your radios. You're tuned into Off the Shelf. We're trying to raise money for KSVY, y'all. You're hearing this right now because the donations have really slowed down and we need them to pick up so that we can play the records at the right speed. Okay? Keep going. KSVY.org. Smash that donate now button.
Chicago, Bay, and Wild.
All right, how are the donations looking, you guys? Do we get anything coming in here? How are we doing? Wait, somebody just came into the studio.
Party in the green room.
Oh, okay, cool. So did anything coming in?
I think they came in and say, stop the madness.
Stop it. Stop the madness, yeah. No, okay,
we'll
I mean,
give you thousands of dollars. Just stop that.
Greetings.
Hey, hello, man. Sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. You want to be on the radio?
You can just say it's from Gary and Claudia.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Gary and Claudia.
A lot of people know us here. We're
thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you. Words can't express my sincere gratitude.
They said, we will do anything to stop what you are doing now. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, well, so we need more donations. The turntables are on strike. Okay. And
Should we
Surrey down?
I have something for us. Let me research 1 second.
Oh, wait, Bob has something. What does Bob have?
No dedication, but we have one. Thank you very much, Ralph. 240? No, that's net. We're looking. 250.
250?
We got a 250.
I think that gets us there.
Yay.
Ralph?
Ralph, you
did it, Ralph.
Rock it, Ralph.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph.
Rock so
it, Ralph.
Cool.
Wreck it, Ralph.
All right, we're gonna play music at the right speed.
I think we should go with 78.
No, I want to hear Surrey down at 33.
At 33.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we'll start it at 33 seconds. And,
right,
and bring it
we'll
up.
We'll fix it after the problem.
We'll fix it. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
Thank
so
you, Ralph. Thank
so
you,
Ralph. Sorry. Ralph came through. We got our $1,000 donation match covered. So now we have 25 more minutes. If we can get another $500. We're going to do a bonus hour of 45s with myself and Mike Adair. All right? So 500 more bucks, you guys. 25 minutes. We can do this. Okay? And I'm going to play a song here. Maybe we'll take a sponsor break. And then when we come back, we're getting Welcome to the Jungle.
Do a shout out to Gary.
On Simulplattering.
And his wife who's out in the lobby. And Ralph, you rock.
And Ralph, you rock. You got us to the $1,000. I'm very proud. Thank you so much. Coming through for your radio station. All right, so I'm going to prepare. About approximately 6:40. Stay tuned for Welcome to the Jungle, Simulplattered. It's our new TM. That's
trademark
our that is our
Simulplattered.
That is our word.
All right.
Okay, we're going to
Surrey down.
Surrey very slowly. going to interrupt the music again.
Hey, we did it.
We did it, y'all.
We hit it.
We hit 1,500, didn't we?
Oh, my goodness.
We killed this.
Are you guys in trouble?
Okay, maybe we should play everything at 30.
I know. Maybe that was a winning strategy.
That was it. There he goes.
New station policy right here. And Claudia.
Claudia. Stick with that. Claudia. Claudia, yeah.
All right.
So we had
enjoy your dinner.
We had Kokomo going. It was interesting, I would
say. And Kokomo at 33 from 45 was mentioned not to be done again.
Okay, no way. By several.
Somebody that walked in the door said, "Here's some money.
Don't ever.
Please don't do that again."
I love it. Love it.
We got to say thanks to Ralph who came through with a $250 donation. Thanks to Scott also who came to $300, and Bob. We also took one just offline now. From Claudia. Mm. Bon appetit, you two. Yeah. We really appreciate you stopping by. That is an option. If you want to come in and join on this madness, just be patient with us. We're kind of in our own little zone of
vinyl world.
But we will figure out a way to take your money.
So and prior to those, there was the Smooth MF, and there was Gary, and there was Alanya, and there was John, and that was it for today.
Wait, John. I didn't remember John.
John.
And great. Also Brad.
That was
Brad.
Brad
was a walk-in.
Yep, Brad was the first.
He's our spirit animal here. He's one of our spirit animals here.
Yep. So did we hit 1,500?
Do some math, Bob.
Oh, we got 325.
I think we might have.
I think we shot past that goal.
Yeah, I believe so.
What was our goal?
15.
Well, 1,000 initially, and so now you owe them.
So now it sounds like we're going to hang out for
to do a whole another hour.
That's
1,500. The jungle. Welcome to the jungle.
It's
a reward for making 1,000.
That's about to happen.
We have reached that.
1,370.
Okay, 13. So we're $130 short of
15.
Of 15. Okay, you guys can do that.
I am a dragon, so I'll redo the math.
$130. Yeah. I just added the donation we took from the folks who just showed up to the grand total.
That was in my total.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. So we need $150, you guys. We need
$150.
Three donations of $50 right now before 7 o'clock.
Here's the awesome thing too is that by beating the drum tonight and doing what we're doing, we're up to $3,355 towards our total goal, which was to reach 5,000. Total goal is 25, but we're trying to reach $5,000 by next Friday. The person who put up this matching donation challenge gave us 2 weeks to raise $5,000, so that 5,000 would instantly turn into 10. We are only $1,445 away from that goal.
Right on.
So, I mean, I don't know, guys. It's going to be a late night for you, too.
That's it, Nate. We're going to do 33 and a third.
Yeah.
45.
Well, now we got a reward for folks for coming through because we challenged them to reach the 1,000, and we did. We absolutely did.
All right. So, what are we doing on the dual?
1470.
Simulplatter.
1470 we brought in. So we're $30 away from them owing you another hour.
We're killing it, you guys. You guys, 15 minutes or less.
And Mike's been passing out the wine here. Yeah. So I'm not completely sure on the math.
It's all my fault, Bob.
I got to get a piece of paper. I can't do it all in the head.
No more Zinfandel for Bob.
Yeah. We'll switch over to whatever the other one was.
Yes, just switch up the medicine. Let me see.
We'll go to the Petite Sirah. That's stronger.
We're like the team. Remember, what's that movie? Is it The Right Stuff where everything goes wrong when they're up in space and they call back to Houston and everyone, all of a sudden they're like, hey, we got to figure out these numbers on this math thing because, hey, can somebody double check our numbers down there in Houston? Because, they're like under heavy pressure and whatnot. And like, they just go down that whole row of engineers who all remember the calculating ruler.
The Texas Instrument.
Yeah, and they're all, they're all the way down and then they all give the big thumbs up. Well, we're not there yet. But we're working on it.
Got it.
I left my calculating ruler at home.
1470.
Okay.
The person that brought him back home on Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Jack Black's mother.
Does that include?
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Does that include the 20 from Brad?
Yes.
Okay, so we're $30 short.
We're $30
short. $30, you guys. We could do it.
All right. Well, we've got.
I bet there's 10 people out there right now that can give us $30 and get us even closer to our goal.
Shoot us all the way over. And what that will get you, Your reward of the jungle is coming up shortly.
It's ready to go.
And double thanks again to Scott and Ralph.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, man, thank you guys so much. Anything we can do for you guys, please let us know.
And Scott.
And, but, you know, that $5,000 goal is within reach.
We're really close.
If somebody could do that tonight, we would. Okay.
We got it.
Should we make a $5,000 goal?
Okay, I'll tell you what.
If somebody will make us reach the $5,000 goal tonight, like right now, if we like refresh and all of a sudden it's $5,000, which is only like, it's less than $1,500 at this point.
Yeah.
You guys will go till 10? I'm negotiating. These are my volunteers. This is what they get from program director.
Will you get me tacos? Tacos and beer?
I will feed you. Yeah. I will make sure you have everything.
I mean, I'll pay for them. I just need them here.
I will keep you going through the night. All right. So you heard that. All I got to do is go get them some tacos and make sure that they have the stamina.
Tacos y cerveza.
Somebody will help us reach the $5,000 goal, which was our goal for next Friday.
If we could reach it today, that would be crazy.
That is only, doing the math again, $1,445 away.
But we really need just $30 to get us to the half.
Yeah, if you want the next hour, $30.
You know what else we can do? If we hit 5,000 tonight, we will take all of the mentions of this summer fundraiser off the air for the next week.
Wow. Okay. Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know about that, dude.
Well, then we'll start hitting it again. In a week.
No, you're right, Nate. Actually,
hit our first goal early.
I'm totally following. That is a great reward because I was going to beat this drum even harder next week
until we hit that $5,000.
Yeah, until I hit the five.
Right, so. But let's hit it right now.
Be cool to shut it off right away.
Shut it off right now.
Okay, you're fair. You're a good negotiator, Randy.
And then we're going to hit you up in a week because we need to raise another $15,000 to keep your community radio on
really
air.
Hard after that.
That's we're gonna be pushing.
So but
these donations are tax free for those that donate.
They're tax deductible for those who itemize.
If you do not receive that email, you can't find it. If it goes to spam, just send us a note.
We will get you that letter that you need for your CPA to deduct it on your tax return.
It should be instant coming from GiveLively.
Okay,
can I be a selfish listener right now? I want my jungle, baby.
Okay, so let's do
this. They earned it. They earned it.
And who else earned it is our sponsors. So I'm going to give them a minute here. And then when we come back, we're going to the jungle.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Stick around, y'all. We're going to be here till 8 o'clock at least. Let's break that record.
Easy.
Come on, ksvy.org.
ksvy.org.
Hit that donate now button.
You're listening to Off the Shelf with your host, Nate Lamar. Sponsored by
Kenwood Hearing Centers. For information, you can call 707-415-7343 or visit goodhearing.com.
16600 Winery and Tasting House. Winery 16600 is Phil Couturier's vision of wine from the vineyard to the glass. For more information, you can call 721-1805 or go to 16600.com. This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
Our life is essentially the sum of our habits. What habits would you like to stop doing? What habits would you like to start? Make a short, realistic list. It takes about a month of consistent effort to adopt a new habit, so keep trying. As you successfully integrate wellness into your lifestyle, you will begin to feel the difference, if only slowly at first.
Throughout August, the Arts Guild of Sonoma presents Celebrate Summer, featuring an inspiring collection of original paintings, photography, sculpture, ceramics, jewelry, and mixed media created by talented local artists. Meet featured photographer Ann Travis and the Guild's artists during the free Sonoma Art Walk reception on Thursday, August 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. The exhibition runs August 5th through August 31st at the Arts Guild of Sonoma, 140 East Napa Street in downtown Sonoma. Admission is always free. Learn more at artsguildofsonoma.org. This community service message is brought to you by KSVY Sonoma, your community radio station.
And now back to Off the Shelf with Nate.
Big gong. All right, so thanks for hanging out with us. This has been Off the Shelf, and it's going to continue to be for a little bonus time tonight. So we're trying to raise money for KSVY tonight, and we've done an awesome job. I think we've hit our $1,000 goal for sure. We're like 30 bucks short of 1500, and we're looking to keep it going. So if you can give us just a little bit of money that you won't miss, go to ksvy.org, hit the donate now button. Any amount is great, and we love you for it, and we appreciate you. If you're in a position where you can't afford to give, that's okay too. We still love you. We want you as listeners. You mean everything to us. But if you're a person who can spare it, it goes a long way. It's going to be doubled. It's really bubbles out throughout the community. So as promised, in Simul Platter, Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. Okay, 2:45s at the same time. Bob, you have something you'd like to say?
No, I thought I was going to cover you while you...
Oh, okay. Well, all I have to do is hit... I'm going to try to hit the start buttons at the same time. And remember, these are two different records playing at the same tempo. I think I've got them pretty lined up. I'm going to try to keep them in sync, but we'll see what happens, okay?
KSVY 91.3 FM in Sonoma. This is Guns N' Roses.
Welcome!
Yes. Welcome to the jungle in simul platter. Two 45s at the same time. Those synced up pretty nice. That was a lot better than the Bonnie Tyler from a few weeks ago.
I was thinking that we should give it a little anomaly along the way, just a little bump.
Yeah, right. Just
see, now Bob's getting the bug.
Phase it out.
He's like, ooh,
right?
I like that kind of out of phase weird stuff. He loves the simul platter. Oh, man. Can I recap a little bit?
Yes,
on
please.
This journey, because I need to orient myself. So we started this night at 5 o'clock. Nate, actually, you could say that the fundraiser kicked off last Friday. And we have a $25,000 goal for the summer, which I think is the 21st or 22nd of September. We'll be rolling into that autumnal equinox. And yeah, man, it's been a great summer. I can't believe it's only 6 Tuesday night markets left. July is
really?
Done tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But we kicked it off, summer fundraiser, last Friday. We set a goal. I Bob and I reached out to some of our, you know, supporters, and I said, hey, can you give us a challenge, you know, something that people can build on? And one of our generous donors, actually two of our generous donors, helped us come up with this $5,000 matching donation challenge. And I said, okay, it's tough out there, groceries, gas, whatever. Let's give people 2 weeks. We're going to Bernie Sanders this, you know, one little donation at a time to reach 5K. And when we reach that mark, which I was confident our listeners would get us to in 2 weeks, that would double to 10K. Well, Nate comes along and goes, you know what, hey, Bronny, I'm going to put some gasoline on the fire, bro.
Yes.
I'm going to bring in 45s, a whole lot of them. 45s are little records, cute little records. And he's going to play them for you as he does vinyl grooves, part of the vinyl revolution, every Friday, with the threat that he would then take the RPM, the rotations per minute, would be reduced as a form of incentivizing. I think this would be when you have carrot and stick. I think he was thinking this is kind of stick. Mm-hmm. Some complications. It's been a little bit carrot. Like, we're kind of liking some of the warped, distorted things we've been hearing. Nonetheless, it's created quite a fervent bit of activity. He set a $1,000 goal tonight towards that $5,000 challenge. We've already raised $1,500 just as the show comes in. What that meant was everyone was rewarded with a double simul platter expression of Jungle, Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses, which you just heard.
Two 45s at the same time.
Two 45s at the same time. You were also subjected to Kokomo at 33.
At 33.
And we've taken the community feedback that we will never do that again.
Kokomo proved a point. What was the first one that sounded so good?
Jolene by Dolly Parton.
That was good.
Jolene, we went, hmm.
Yeah.
This is kind of fun that we have control of RPM and we can actually take the tracks and songs and things that we do and kind of play in the studio. Pretty fun. And that's one of the gifts and things we do. The freedom of independent radio. And there was a lot of great listeners out there who liked our play and liked this exploration and our banter, and they helped us reach the goal. Congratulations, Nate, on having a great fundraiser, man.
Thank you, everybody who donated tonight. We blew the $1,000 goal out right past it. Got to 1,500.
Earned the listeners another hour of vinyl.
Which means. And let me. My name is Bob Taylor. I'm the manager of KSCY. Let me consult with the program director about preempting the vinyl cave.
Right.
A little bit, right here at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
With a little bit more Nate. And a little bit of Mike Adair.
Yeah, Mike Adair is about to jump on the turntables. He brought about 100 or so 45s of his own.
I think that's absolutely been earned. We promised that if we would reach that 1,500 goal, it has happened. I know that DJ Dragonfly, who's on a sojourn with his beautiful family, his pixie daughters and his wonderful family, I think they are north of the border.
Canadian. Yeah, BC,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, up in BC. Mm-hmm. And so we wish him safe travels and safe return. But I know this because he is part of the vinyl revolution. He would love for these revolutionaries to carry on.
For another hour.
Yeah. And he is so proud of all of you who step forward, because he will always tell you that, and to never forget that the Vinyl Cave loves you.
From Forestville to Wingo.
That's right.
30 seconds to less.
Oh, yes. 33 seconds.
We have a donation, $50, from Thomas Thorpe.
Hey, Thomas.
In honor of Marty Robbins. We will have to take the top of the hour in just a few seconds here. We're going to do the top.
Yes.
Actually, put up auto one because that will carry.
That'll have it, yeah.
Yeah. And we'll take a little bit of breaks, and we'll thank our other supporters, and then come on back for your bonus hour that you earned, everyone. But we're going to keep beating the drum.
More 45s right after this.
KSVY Sonoma.
Over 300 personnel are currently battling the Woodside Fire, located between Salt Point State Park and Fort Ross State Park, and is currently at 100 acres and 20% contained, according to CAL FIRE officials. There is currently a mandatory evacuation order for Zone SON1D1. That's Salt Point State Park, Steelwater Cove Regional Park, Ocean Cove Private Camp, and the Timber Cove Subdivision. There is an evacuation warning for Zone SON1D2. Currently, Highway 1 is shut between Timber Cove Road and Stewart's Point Skag Springs Road. The smoke from the Woodside Fire has found its way into Sonoma Valley, but there is currently no threat to Sonoma Valley proper. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office urges residents to not call 911 to report smoke coming from the river and coastal areas, as it is overloading the 911 system. For more information, go to socoemergency.org.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. The Schoen Group is affiliated with Sotheby's International Realty. Our goal is to be your realtor, consultants, and representative for many generations to come. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
Looking for a night of laughs? Join Sonoma Community.